Okay, here we go. 10 short vorts to cover the Yontav, Rosh Hashanah, Haba Alina Latova, which we zoche Bez Hashem, all of us to be inscribed. Sivach Simetover for good Gaben Shir, a year of health, bracha, and only Simcha, please God. The first vort comes from Rav Tzadik HaKoyen of Lublin. You know, the famous thing that we always wish each other is that we should be a Shana Tova, and those who also have the minog of Shana Tova Umisuka, to have a good year, a sweet new year. It says of Tzadik, what is Shana Tova? What's the deeper word? The deeper meaning of Shana Tova Mesuka? He says that Tova is actually a code word for Divrei Torah. His Gemara says in Brachos on Heyam and Alf, and anytime you see the word Tov, Ain Tov Ela Torah. Tov is a code word for Torah. So we're blessing someone to have Shana Tova. Your year should be a year filled with Torah. Your year should be a year filled with Ruchnias, with spirituality. That's what it really means. Moving on to idea number two. They say also from one of the Rebbe, his name was Rav Shlomo of Lenitz, of Lenchitz. So I think he writes an amazing thing. He says, what's also this lashon of Shana Tova Misuka? He says that we know the Gemara tells us in Brachas that the same way we have to bless the Kodesh Baruch Hu for the good, we also have to bless the Kodesh Baruch Hu for the bad. Shem Shabarach HaTov, Kacham Avarach HaLaral, Gamzul Tova, everything is always for the good. But we're also daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu that the good should be sweet. That it shouldn't be bad. The bad things happen to us, we just say, oh, Gamzul Tova. It should be good things, and it should be sweet things also. Says the Rabbi Shlomo Lenchitz, we say, Shana Tova Mesuka, that the Tov should be Mesuka, because everything is Tov. Even the hard things, when they're hard, but they're good. But we're telling Kodesh Baruch Hu, the things that are happening, they should be sweet. It should be Shana Tova Mesuka, which reminds me of a word, I forgot who says this. That's what we say in the last bracha, in the Brachot HaShachar, Usimlenu chasarim tovim l'amo Yisrael. And you should give Chal Yisrael good chesed. So one of the rebbes asked, what does it mean good chesed? Every chesed is good. So he says, no. Everything in our life happens, it's chesed. But sometimes in life we see it, sometimes we see it, it's clear. It's not, sometimes it's not so clear. We ask Kodesh Baruch Hu, usimlenu chasarim tovim, that the chesed should be tov in our eyes. That's the same word over here from the rebbe, Reb Shlomo of Lenitz. I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce his name. Beautiful vort. Moving on, idea number three. Idea number three comes from the Teferet Shlomo. Teferet Shlomo is the Radomsky Rebbe. We mentioned this over the past years, but I think it's so important to mention it again. You know, one of the things that we're going to add in Shmona Esrei a lot over the next 10 days, Meret Hashem is Zochinu L'Chaim, Melech Chavetz B'Chaim. We ask Kodesh Baruch Hu to remember us for life. Chesveinu B'Sefer Echad Ma'anecha Elokim. Write us in the Book of Life. And he asks, what's the deeper idea with these lines? Says the Teferet Shlomo, the Radomsky Rebbe. He's been asking Kodesh Baruch Hu not just to give us life, a real life, b'chaim chiyus of neshama im guf yachad. We're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu not just giving us physical life, give us physical life in order we can have spiritual life. Give us life so in order we can be able to serve you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're not just asking life to eat and to drink and do these physical things. We're asking our life to be able to grow closer to your Ribono Shel Olam. So chenu l'chaim, melech chavetz b'chaim. We're not just asking for physical life, says the Teferet Shlomo. We're also asking for spiritual life to come closer to the Ribono Shel Olam, as the Teferet Shlomo says. B'chaim chiyuso neshama im guf yachad. The neshama with the guf, with the body, together. Beautiful vort from the Teferet Shlomo. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes from the Rebbe of Jikov. Rebbe Jikov explains, this is one of the things, you know, we say the Simanim on Rosh Hashanah night. He says, Sheniyeh l'rosh v'lo l'zanav. We should be the head and not the tail. He says, what's the deeper meaning here? He says, l'rosh. L'rosh stands for four words. The lamet stands for lasos. The reish stands for ratzon. The av stands for avinu. And the shin stands for shebashamayim. Lasos ratzon avinu shebashamayim. We ask in Kodesh Baruch Hu, Sheniyeh l'rosh. The Lola Zanav. We want to be Rosh. What does it mean, Rosh? It doesn't mean you're head of your company, the head of your house, the head of the community. It means the Rosh. It means La'asos Ratzon Avinu Shebashamayim. We want to be able to do your will. We want to be able to carry out your mitzvahs, to be able to carry out your Torah. That's what the Rosh means. La'asos Ratzon Avinu Shebashamayim. Beautiful idea from the Rebbe of Jikov. Moving on to idea number five. Idea number five comes from the Arizal. Arizal explains, actually, that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, actually, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah everywhere, it doesn't matter, Eretz Yisrael, whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or whether you're in Chutz Lartz, this year we know it's a 3-day Yontif. So for the Israelis out there, they don't even know what a 2-day Yontif is. Now they're keeping a 3-day Yontif. Am is so beautiful. So the Arizal explains that the first day in Rosh Hashanah, a person should be So a person should think about and daven for his ruchnius matters. His ruchnius throughout the year is davening, his chesed, his staka, his mitzvahs, his learning, his various mitzvahs. The second day should be focused on your physical needs. Your parnasa, your house, your health. That should be the second days. That's according to the Riza. What does it mean? Sheniyeh l'rosh v'lo l'zanav. It means that you should keep what's first. Meaning, don't start worrying about your physical. Physical things are important, but the first day, the rosh. What's l'rosh? Rosh has to be the ikker. What's the ikker? The ikker is your spirituality. The ikker is your davening, your chinuch habanim, your tznius, your kid tznius, your Torah, your tefillah. Make the rosh. Rosh and the zanav, the physical health, the parnasa, the gashmis are very important, but that's tougher. The ikar, what's the rosh? The rosh is the first day, is the ruchnis. That's what we're down for. Beautiful idea from the Arizal, explained from the Sefer Tzivtzei Tzadik, explaining the idea from the Arizal. Beautiful idea. Moving on to idea number six, I believe. Idea number six comes from the Sefer Elef HaMagin in Simen Tov Kov Pei Gimel, Simen Katan Chav Gimel, and he writes over there. I'm not sure what the Alpha Magian is, but he writes over here that Anshi Meister, the holy people, the righteous Jews, what would they do? They, you know, the Masechet Rosh Hashanah has four prakim. There's four prakim. Says the Alpha Magian, that those who have the practice that after every meal, what do? They learn one parak of Mishnais, of Rosh Hashanah, right? On Rosh Hashanah, given you have the night meal, day meal, four meals. Says the Alpha Magian, it's a very, very good minhag to be able to do this. Four meals. Well, this year we have six meals on Ma'aseh Shabbat Shuvah too. The four meals of Rosh Hashanah, learn right after to make sure that you learn Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. And says the Elef HaMagin, it's the school, and he quotes someone here, I just don't know who Samach Yud is. He quotes, Ki his school gedula sheyizkel yom adin. He says, you want to know how to get on the Rabbanu Shalom's good side? You want to be inscribed for the Book of Life? Learn Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Learn Mishnah Rosh Hashanah after all the meals. Four prakim, four sudas, learn a perek. It doesn't have to be at the meal, it could be during the meal also. You know, when the kids are going off this and that, you can learn with the kids. At the end of the day, very beautiful minug from the Elef HaMagin. Moving on to idea number seven. Idea number seven comes from the Sfas Emes. We have two Sfas Emes, one back to back. The first Sfas Emes could be found in the year Tuf Resh Mem Vav. And it says the Sfas Emes, you know, when we say, Hayom Aras Olam, the Kodesh Baruch Hu creates the new world. And Rosh Hashanah, once again, when we're davening for the world, called Olam, he says that we're not only talking about the world at large, we're also talking about the Olam Katan. What's an Olam Katan? Every single individual person, every single Jew, is a small world b'fnei atzma, right? The Medrash says over here in Tanchuma, the Sfas Emes quotes it, Almercha, Shamishkan Shokol Keneged Kol Olam Keneged Tzias Adam Shu Olam Katan. Every man, every single individual is an Olam unto itself. Says the Sfas Emes, when we're davening. That our own personal olam, that we be able to zocha to light up the world. And when we do that, you affect your little prat, your little detail, totally b'klal. And mamash has such a great effect. We're not, obviously, we're davening for each other also. So Rosh Hashanah is a very big time of thinking about others too. But I think this is more of a charge. This is more of a responsibility, Sfas Emes. He's saying that you should know when you say, Kadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world, it's not just creating the world again, it's creating your world. But you have to make sure that you take your world seriously, you take your mitzvah seriously, and you take your davening seriously, and you don't know how great effect, the positive effects that you have throughout the world, and God forbid the negative effects, chas v'shalom. You have to be able to make sure that when we're talking about all about the word olam, olam, olam throughout davening, you make sure they also focus on your own personal olam, how it affects really the world at large. Beautiful idea from the Ger Rebbe. We're going to get to the second Sfas Emes. The second Sfas Emes just talks about the word Rosh Hashanah. And this is also an idea brought down by the Maharal, Rabbi Ari Kohn also said it. Rosh Hashanah means the head of the year, but Rosh Hashanah could also mean Rosh Hashanah. Shana coming from the notion of Shinui, a change. Person wants to change, person wants to make a change in his life, person wants to stop doing a certain aveir, wants to start doing mitzvah. Rosh Hashanah is the Oros, the holy lights, the holy Kedusha. It's a very special time to be able to start something fresh, to start anew, to start something fresh. That's Rosh Hashanah. It's a time of change. It's the beginning of change. Moving on to our idea to number 10. Idea number 10 is found in the Kedushas Levi. And in the Kedushas Levi, it's found on page Kufnin and Gimel. And he says one of the tefillahs that we say on Rosh Hashanah is Be'ein Melitz Yosher. We have no Melitz Yosher. Kadosh Baruch Hu Mamash. At the end of the day, it's all you, Baruch Hashem. It's all you. So says the Kedushas Levi, an amazing idea. He says, what does it mean Be'ein Melitz Yosher? He reads it like this: Be'ein, when a person realizes that he sinned, and you have nothing. You're be'in. You're at this lower level, and you have your mamish. All you have left is just you're relying on Kadosh Baruch Hu's mercy. You're not giving your mitzvahs. You're not giving up all the things you did good. Because we have a lot of things that we also did bad this year. I know for myself, we did the good, but we also, I'm sure, did bad too. You tell the Baruch Hu, be'in. Melitz Yosher. That's the biggest Melitz Yosher. That's the biggest messenger. That's the biggest testament to Kadosh Baruch Hu. When we're Be'in, when we realize we have nothing, then Melitz Yosher. Right? The simple explanation is Be'in, Melitz Yosher. We have no Melitz Yosher. No. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Be'in, when you're Be'in, when you feel like you're on the lowest level and you realize that Ribono Shel Olam, we have nothing, that's the Melitz Yosher. That's the biggest proof to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the biggest tefillah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moving on to idea number 10. Idea number 10, just a very, very simple idea about tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. And this comes from the Sefer Yosher Divrei Emes. Yosher Divrei Emes, one of the classic Hasidic works, brought down beautiful, beautiful things about on how to work on midos and different things, Rav Shulam Feibish, Mizbar Bariza. Unbelievable, I probably messed up that last name, but unbelievable. So he says over here, so people think, you know, Rosh Hashanah, the Iker time, the Iker tefillos, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, are the new piyutim that we davening. The piyutim in Musaf, the Kester Melucha, the Sana Tokef, right? But at the end of the day, what happens? The beginning of davening, Karmanos, Kriya Shema, and Tefillah, they just go through it quickly. Says the Yosher Divrei Emes. And you look at this. This is an Os Nun Vav on page Kuf Beis in the Yosher Divrei Emes. He says an amazing thing. You want to know what the Iker part of davening Rosh Hashanah is? It's the Pesukei de Zimra, it's the Karbanos, it's the Kriya Shema, it's the Tefillah. And people just run through them. So that's a very important way. You have to make sure to come on time. Because specifically at the end of the day, the main tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah are not the piyutim. Those are just tuffel. Those are the extra things. Main tefillahs is the things that we daven every day. The Kriya Shema, the tefillah, the Baruch Shema, the Yishtabach, the Ashrei, the everything. To make sure that we take those tefillahs very seriously. Not just run through them and just get to the Rosh Hashanah digger stuff. Finally, let's review very quickly in the last minute over here. We said, what does it mean, Shana Tova Masukas? So Rav Tzadok says, Shana Tova, Tova refers to Torah, should be a year of Torah. Then we said an idea from Rav Shlomo of Lenshitz, that's Tova Masuka, it means that everything is good. But we said that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that everything good should be sweet. It should be something clear to us that it's good. Then we saw from the Zoreinu L'chaim, the Fer Shlomo, that Kadosh Baruch Hu should remember us for good. Not just remember us physically for good, but for spiritually for good. Be able to make sure that we remember us for spiritual life. We want to live spiritual lives, coming closer to your Ribono Shel Olam. Then we said from the Rebbe of Jacob, the idea number 4, the Rosh into our last Rosh Avinu Shvashemaim, we should be the Rosh. We want to do your will. Lasos Ratzon Avinu Shvashemaim. Number 5, says Seitzadik quoted that Rizal. What does it mean? La Rosh Lo Lazonov. The first day we have our spiritual request. The second day is our physical request. Make sure that you keep what's Iker. You keep first main first, and the second. To be able to make sure La Rosh, the neshama tikka things, the spiritual things come first, and the guf things come second. Then we have the beautiful minhag from the Elef Amagin. Be able to learn Mishnayis, the 4 prakim of Maseches Rosh Hashanah for the 4 meals in Rosh Hashanah, and that's a schooler for the Yom Adin. Idea number 7 and 8 from the Sfas Emes. The first Sfas Emes was be able to make sure when you're davening, you're not davening for the world at large, but you have to focus on your own responsibility, how much the world is telling you on your olam katan, on your small efforts, and your how great your Torah is and tefillahs to the world. The second Sfas Emes, idea number 8, this is also an idea from the Maral. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of change, Rosh Hashinui. Then we said from number 9, the Kiddush Zlevi, Be'en. When a person is Be'en, you feel like you have nothing, that's the biggest Melitz Yosha, that's the biggest testimony, that's the biggest chus to the Ribono Shel Olam. Idea number 10, Yosha Divrei Emes says a very simple idea. Don't think the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that the main things are the things, you know, in Musaf and Shachar, so I think the piyutim. No, that's the tuffel. But the main things is the regular Pesukei de Zimra, the Karbanos, the Yishtabach, the Kriya Shema, the Shemona Esrei, to be able to make sure to take those very seriously, take every tefillah seriously. But he says, very important to take specifically the tefillahs that we say every day, to be able to make sure those to take that seriously. Be'ez Hashem, with these 10 teachings, we zocha to be able to spread the Torah throughout the world, and Be'ez Hashem, to daven for each other, to daven for Klai Yisrael. And Be'ez Hashem, we have a beautiful, beautiful Tavshin Ayin Ches, Ksivich Simatova Lanu, Ulucho Beis Yisrael. Shkoyach.